Hola, ¿qué tal, mi gente? You know, it's been a minute since I've actually given you a podcast recording, and I owe you the season finale of season 4 because in this year, in the next few weeks, I have a very special trailer, and I really had to think long and hard how I want to be able to celebrate all of our Latinos, Hispanic voices as we are getting ready to celebrate, you know, the Heritage Month of all Latin America. But with that being said, there's a couple things that came to mind. There was a couple sporting events that I had a chance to watch with my youngest son that really got me thinking and understanding, like, yo, this is crazy. There's so much to learn from a particular sporting moment. And there's a couple. And I think for me, I hope this pensamiento en el momento, as at the time of this recording, we are going into a holiday weekend, Labor Day to be specific. We coming out from Los Angeles, California, and it is a hot one this week, going into next week. So wherever you're listening from, I hope you are relaxing. I hope you're being productive, if not relaxing. I hope you are willing to understand, stay healthy, inside and out. But more importantly, oye, ya sabemos que este es Fuel Pasión Podcast, donde hablamos de cultura, a little bit of faith, y como siempre, las conexiones. And we're going to get into this pensamiento en el momento. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go. Welcome, welcome. Bienvenidos una vez más. My name is Noanel Boricua, and I am your host. I am the guy who's really just figured out how to do this whole podcasting thing. I got to give a shout out to Rode Mics. They are not the sponsors, but I just recently purchased I don't know if it's new, how relatively new it is, but I did. I have the Pod Mic. My family bought me the industry standard, the Shure SM7B. That is a beast of a microphone. If you don't know what mic I'm talking about, it's the one that Joe Rogan uses. So if you've seen that one in a video, that's the one that I have. That's the one that I've been using for the most part. I have the Pod Mics that are just the workhorse when it comes to podcasting. But I decided to go a little bit different, and I wanted to try out this Rode NT-USB Mini. And it is literally a mini mic. I hope it sounds great. Let me know. And I don't know how you're going to let me know, but let me know. More importantly, I'm super excited. Now, I wanted to share this. There was a fight where Leon Edwards and Usman, the then champion, they fought at UFC. And I know it's already been a few weeks now. And if you haven't watched that fight, I highly recommend you watch it. The fight was ridiculous. The first round, Edwards actually won that round. He actually took down. So in MMA, when you take down a fighter, that's actually what they would say, like, points given. And Edwards did that. Usman has never officially been taken down. On top of that, the second round, the champ came out. The third round, the champ came out. The fourth round, the champ came out. Ideally, what I mean by that, the champ was already winning 3-1. And then the fifth round happens, and the champ is winning. There's about a minute left, and all of a sudden, history is made, and Edwards lands one of the most vicious head kicks and knocks out the champion, only to become a champion for the first time in the UFC, actually, like, out of UK, out of actual training. I know a lot of people say, well, Michael Bisping was, yeah, he won, but he trained here in the United States. So this is the first, like, I guess you could say, like, UK homegrown, you know, trained out of the UK to win. And shout out to England. It's a huge win. I want to focus on this. There was an interesting moment where the corner was constantly asking Edwards, do you want this? You're here to fight. Come on, mate. You got this. And it was constant. They were cussing him out. They were constantly pushing him. And there were moments where, if you're watching this fight, and maybe you've seen it, they're like, Edwards is literally at one point not even looking eye to eye to his coach. And many analysts say that was something really big. Like, the dude was checked out. But I think what's interesting is that in all of that, Edwards somehow was still listening to his coaches, because when he lands that kick and he wins, like, again, his success is their success. And here's the big part about this. For me, one of the biggest things that I've always said, and I know you've heard me say that, I mean, and if this is your first time listening to me, hear me out. In life, we all have a fight. However you want to describe that fight, but we all have a fight. We all have trained. We have gotten educated in any capacity. We have put in the quote time and effort and practice to come to a moment where you have the chance to be able to level up in life. Now, the question is, as you're going through that process, who is in your corner to help you really stay on track, be mindful of where you're going, and at the end of the day, finish what you started? That was something that I kind of made a comment about that a while back. It is so important, because here's the thing. Look at your life, and life is right in front of you. That's your opponent. Look around where your situation, your atmosphere, your friends and family will always be in the audience. But the question is, who is in that corner? Leon Edwards had an amazing corner. Who is the cornerstone? Who is that head coach? Who is your cut man? Who is the trainer that's reminding you? Who is the different various coaches of different martial arts that is complimenting and ensuring that you stick to the game plan? Now, you can have all that, but at the end of the day, when the ref tells you, let's go, you have to find the grit. You need to find the energy. You need to be reminded of your why to be able to stand up from that stool, walk over into the middle of the ring, and when the referee says go, continually fight the life that you know you want. Think about that. I really hope that each and every one of you are constantly fighting. And look, maybe you're in a place right now where you're like training, or you're getting ready for a big moment in life. Put in the work. It's better to put in the work now than suffer later. And Leon Edwards is that. And I would love to transition, because I think that is key, right? Knowing who's in your corner, knowing who's your coach. And my other pensamiento is Serena Williams. You know, at the time of this recording, she's going to be playing on a Friday night. She made it. This is her third match. Her first match she won. Second match she played against the second-ranked player in the world. And now Serena Williams, which really hasn't officially said this is her last event, but she has said she's getting ready to transition. One of the things that she said, as they're constantly asking her all these questions, you got to give a shout out to the media. You know, granted, I feel I'm a creative, I'm a part of this, but what I love about the media is they asked her all these different questions. And at the end of the day, she said, I'm just Serena. I'm a girl from Compton, California. Please remember who you are. Know who God created you uniquely to be. And remember, you are just who you are. Immerse yourself in that. Own that. Live that out and have fun. I think to see Serena Williams at the time of this recording, smiling, enjoying, but at the same time being frustrated or kind of reminding herself who she is, because I would argue to say she is one of the greatest athletes of all time, period. The accolades, the story, all of who she is. I don't see anybody else out there that has done what she's done. That's my pensamiento. Remember who you are. Be intentional of who's in your corner. And maybe just maybe, you will get to live to see the fruits of your labor. I hope sooner than later. But I think that's why for us at Fio Pasión is so important to understand what culture is. How do you live that within your culture? How do you be reminded of your faith in God? And more importantly, how do you stay connected to your loved ones, to your peers, and even your competitors? I think that if we constantly remind ourselves of these small moments, it would only allow us to be that much sharper, that much more focused, and that much more intentional of getting after what we have been given by God. And again, that's just me, because I do believe that God has given us so much and given us an opportunity to be able to fulfill our purpose. So go out there, dale con todo, y vas a saber, you're going to know lo que tú puedes hacer, what you can do. And I hope que tú lo puedes poder pagar, be able to pay it forward to the generation behind us, because they need to see your story, my story, our story, continually moving each and every day. Como siempre, immerse yourself in la cultura. Como siempre, make sure you're always growing in your faith and always really making those conexiones, because, you know, look, check us out, fuelpasionpodcast.com. I got plenty of episodes about this kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, como dice mi abuelita, que Dios te bendiga.